The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
106.3 KMED, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
16 after 7, Dr. Dennis Powers, retired professor of business law, is back. Hey, Doc, how are you doing this morning? Welcome.
Well, good morning, America. I just felt like that Robin Williams line would be really cool. It's time to have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
How say you?
Well, you know, I think we could use a little fun, a few laughs, nothing wrong with that, laughing at the absurdity of the world around us this morning. Hey, wanted to touch in on something. The historical profile you have this week is kind of a fun one. This is a fun one because it's just the Rooster Crow. Rooster Crow, and it's the last Saturday in June, which means this coming weekend we got one, right?
Absolutely right, and the good thing now is, you know, we can go into these, and it is time to have fun. For 70 years, Rogue River has had the National Rooster Crow Championships last Saturday in June, as you pointed out. They've had as many as 250-plus roosters that have been entered, over 10,000 people attended, but that was 2012.
Yeah, but that's like, what a cacophony that must be with 250-something roosters going, huh?
Yeah, it's less now, but what's really interesting is the fact that on that Saturday, they'll have the Rooster Crow contest, and also you have the Cal or Hydroplane Racers that are going in. But on those crowing contests, there's three young people, adults, and the real ones, and it's how many of these cock-a-doodle-doos you can do within 30 minutes. The average crow, boy, I got to tell you, this is really going to be reaching into it, is about 12 crows per day. But here, the record is 117 crows in 30 minutes. How do you like that one?
That is a noisy bird. So 117. when was that 117 set? When was that record?
That goes back to 1978. And of course, the one-liner, which is not true, is maybe they gave this particular rooster some steroids, but no.
well, what I was wondering, I'll bet what happened, though, is that modern-day rooster feed may have more soy in it, and so that cuts down the testosterone. So there's less crowing. Maybe that's what's going on. Could be.
It's a fun thing because actually what's as fun in terms of enjoying it, Bill, is in terms of when they have the adult and the young people crowing contest, which it's decided by the people and the audience, and audience applause selects those. But the owners of the first place roosters and the real one, my friend, they'll receive some cash prizes. But you know, Bill, I love the fact that they have names such as Red Rider, Elrond, George of the Jungle, Mordecai, Crowdar, and the trivia question, which I really thought was interesting, is that a Rogue River Elementary School sixth grader was the one that won, about 10 years ago, with one that was called Crowdar that had 52 crows. Love it.
All right.
But there's lots of things there to enjoy, and also it's not just that in terms of the crows, and you know, these different types of activities, but you know, they have a parade, they have arts and crafts, food booths, exhibits, entertainments, and then when we're coming up, of course, is July 4th, Central Point in Ashland.
Yep, that's Central Shady Point in Ashland's day to shine, you know, really. And now Shady Cove. Now, what does Shady Cove do? This is that the logging contest? Are they one of the few that still do some logging contests out there?
That's a good question. Shady Cove has a spam festival, and that's usually going to be in August, but people need to head into the Google to kind of see times and dates and things like that. But the other one that I've seen once is the logging contest, and that's usually the third week of August, my friend. That's Prospect, you know,
right,
on Highway 62 past Lost Creek Lake. And they have really an interesting one there. And again, for your listeners to check into on Google about this as to the different contests and what the date is.
Great. Well, this weekend it's going to be crowing, all right? And so let's let's dig into that. I'll post that today so people know that that's going to be coming this weekend. And we have some breaking news out of Ashland, and it comes to with some homelessness issues there. And I guess this is not having anything to do with the Supreme Court yet, but I guess we're going to find out. More on that with Dr. Powers next on KMED and 99.3 KBXG on The Bill Myers Show.
The term for people who are both hungry and angry is hangry. Well, Garrison Sleep has coined a new word for that annoying, irritable feeling from spending another sleepless night on a crappy mattress. It's called slangry. And the only known treatment is a new mattress from Garrison Sleep. Our team has the tools and the talent to map and match you with the mattress of your dreams. At Garrison Sleep, we specialize in slanger management and mattresses too. Garrisons.com. We got your back, literally.
If you have an Alexa device, you can listen to great news and talk anytime by first asking Alexa to enable KMED. After enabling the skill, you can listen to the most popular talk personalities like Bill Meyer and Lars Larson, plus local news and weather 24 hours a day. By just asking Alexa to play KMED. Alexa streaming on KMED is made possible by Megan McPherson at Farmers Insurance, Father and Son Jewelry, Hardcastles Trailers, and Pacific Healthcare Training.
This year, Hellgate Jet Boat Excursions is celebrating 65 years of magical memories on the wild and scenic Rogue River. That's 65 years of gliding inches above the rapids, having fun with our favorite spins, and being part of history on our journey through the historic Hellgate Canyon. With our exclusive limited-time offers, you won't want to miss the chance to be a part of the celebration and enjoy making new memories on board a Hellgate Jet Boat. Celebrate with our anniversary offers and book your excursion at hellgate.com.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED.
823, speaking of Hellgate, before 9 o'clock this morning, we're going to give you a shot at winning a pair of tickets to the Hellgate Jet Boat Excursions River Run. So we'll run you up and down the river, have a lot of fun with that, and I don't know when the... It's been a little while. I think I'm going to have to head out to a Hellgate at some point, and I really like the dinner cruises, too. Some of my favorites. And, you know, when somebody comes and visits, you always take them on the Hellgate, don't you? Admit it. Doc, how you doing? Welcome back, by the way. What's that now?
Hellgate is great. Hellgate is great for everyone.
Yep, absolutely. And, by the way, have you gotten involved in any of those conversations about jet boats on the Upper Rogue at all before we get into some of the other news? Just curious.
No, I haven't. It's one of those ones, you know, in terms of neighbor complaints and environmentalists. Versus people being able to enjoy that upper area. Mm. I've been to Tuville. I've fished throughout that entire area. So it's one of those ones where we'll have to wait and see, because you'd really think that there'll be some litigation that comes in, and then we might be looking at the Alliance Defending Freedom for what it's going to try to do for the rest of us.
Yeah, my concern has always been that when people tell me, well, and when they talk about jet boats, they're not talking about the hell gates on the Upper Rogue. You know, they don't go up that high. You know, they just don't. And
no,
but when people are saying, well, it's ruining the salmon and it's destroying the bank. And the first thing that crosses my mind is that, wait a minute, gangrene doesn't allow anything to happen here. I mean, they'll sue over stuff that doesn't make any sense. If there was truly proof that some reason people having a, you know, small jet powerboat, you know, going up and down the Rogue is destroying a fish habitat and the banks and white, boy, that would have been in court years ago. We wouldn't be talking about this right now in some consensus process here, Doc. Wouldn't you agree on that overall?
Yeah, I do. And you see, I fished with friends of mine, you know, for the last 25 years on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I can guarantee you that the reason why the fishing has declined is not because of anything having to do with jet boats. It's because of water level. It's because of what the hatchery has done.
Mm. It has, or what the hatchery is not doing. In,
exactly.
Yeah, might be a better way of putting it, right?
That is exactly right. But you see, the thing is that you got to release natural salmon. I've had some great fights where we've released. But the environmentalist, it really is. I've never met one person that really enjoys the outdoors and fishing that is going to go ahead and say that no one should do it for some reason, like I should just be able to enjoy it the way I want to, which is such a selfish approach by the environmentalist. It's just selfish. And fishermen, I've seen some real good, nasty arguments. with environmentalists on that, and they'll just, the fishermen will just say, hey, they don't really don't understand.
Yeah, but still, the higher the regulatory impact, ultimately, the closer we get to people just not being allowed to go on the river. Ultimately, you know, if you're going to make everything about, if everything's about fish and fish habitat. You know, ultimately, you just say nobody goes there, right?
Yeah, plus the fact they're going to go ahead and really restrict the rafting companies. You know, your listeners, I'm sure many of them have rafted.
Yeah, and at the same time, those same groups that destroyed logging are saying, well, you could do sustainable tourism. And then, oh, I'm sorry, you're sustainable tourism. It might interfere with the fish. It's just like, go away, people. Just go away.
Yeah, what it is, yeah. And the reason why they haven't been able to be that successful, despite the fact of an anachronistic aggressiveness, is the fact that most think they're nuts. But you can't tell them that because the fact they'll go ballistic because it's kind of like, why should you do something that I don't feel like doing?
Uh-huh.
It's ridiculous.
All right. Hey, let's get to that news, though, about homelessness in Ashland. Some breaking news. What's going on there? Now, we have not received, by the way, the Supreme Court decision yet on the Grants Pass case. And I guess we're now the end of the end of the term is what, this Friday? Is that when it's going to be over here, Doc? We should get an answer by then.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They're supposed to go ahead and release. The big one, of course, is going to be on the presidential immunity,
right,
which supposedly is supposed to come out on Wednesday. But who knows? Because after the far left and Biden Obama have gotten through at the Supreme Court, I would hope that they get out of town, which is really too bad. That's the state of Biden's judicial department.
Yeah, what amount of now? I don't think anyone's thinking that President Trump will get entire immunity against everything. Would you agree with me on that? Or is it, you know, where do you think the line will be drawn if you were a betting man on such matters? Which is a dangerous thing to do with court decisions, I know.
Well, it's going to be a partial. The question is, yeah, and Bill, the reason is that without going through maybe another time, we can go through all the different cases that go back to Nixon. Dictum and Supreme Court decisions. But when you really come down, the thing is that the privilege is rooted in the separation of powers,
right,
which goes all the way back to one that I remember in law school, which is is versus Madison, which is the fact that they just stated that that the president was beyond the reach of the judiciary by holding that it could not direct Andrew Johnson in how he exercised purely executive and political powers, which had to do with that impeachment. But when you come down to it, as to today, my friend, there's a long list of policy responsibilities that the president has. But the separation of powers doctrine is one that Biden has totally rejected.
So you're thinking that the court will rein him in somewhat on the separation of powers issue when it comes to former President Trump?
Well, no. This is going to just be on Trump.
Just on Trump.
Presidential immunity, because that's the way that the fascist Bureau of Investigation and Justice Department, just for the oligarchs, has come in and done.
Okay, when you believe then, you had just mentioned here, Doc, that it was going to be a partial win. How would you define a partial win for Trump when it comes to the immunity trial? Is it a way that you could explain to we non-legal types to kind of understand it?
That's a very specific question, but I do have an answer. The
okay.
Qualified immunity would not adequately protect a president because this inquiry is into looking at the actions versus what evil immunity is designed to prevent.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be one of those ones that knowing our Chief Justice, who is more concerned about his standing in history, which is really a shame.
Well, he's always trying to limbo underneath the Constitution, right? You know, as much as he can limbo in underneath it, he'll do it. He'll try. For sure.
He will try to do it.
Yeah.
You read his decisions, and that's what comes through. But the bottom line here is that there's going to be something for everyone, but everyone's not going to be happy, and we'll have to wait and see, because then all of a sudden the PR people for Biden Obama will get in and start crowing about how Trump will go to jail. It's just that how bad it is with Biden's Himmler approach to this election. How do you tell how a politician's lip is lying, or lips are lying.
Yeah, it's moving. Hey, we haven't even got to the Ashland story yet here, but before we do that, debate, presidential debate is going to be a very different affair this coming Thursday. We're going to carry it, by the way, on KMED. Just want to make sure you know that. And we're going to have analysis from Salem, the Salem News Channel, before that from like 4 till 6. And then we're going to carry the debate. It's going to be an hour and a half, no audience, and the microphone's muted in there. And the one thing I would say is it would be unwise to set the bar too low for President Biden. Would you agree on me on this? Because I think he's probably going to do just fine. He's resting, and they're probably shooting him up full of DARPA drugs. I mean, who knows, at this point. He's able to perform for an hour and a half when he's given a lot of prep time. Wouldn't you agree on that? And so I get a little concerned that you got a lot of the right-wing pundits that are going, oh, he's just going to get destroyed. I don't think so. What do you think?
No, because Juiced Up Joe is going to be totally orchestrated. There will be some way, whether it's an earpiece or some way.
Oh, really? You think that, huh?
Oh, absolutely. There's no way that the far left is not going to find some type of bad, dirty trick to use on this, because they know that they are in problems. It's like rats hiding in the dark. The light will expose them. So
well, they are a bit in panic mode right now, I must say. When you even listen to, Democrat analysts, they're not real happy about this, because it would be embarrassing to replace him. But I don't know. Maybe the goal will be to replace Kamala as second place, and then when the time comes, they ease him out. If he were to, God forbid, win a second term.
Well, I think this. You could be absolutely right. My crystal ball is not, my friend, that accurate.
It's feeling a little cloudy at the moment. I get the same feeling. I'm just spitballing with you, Doc.
Okay? Oh yeah, but your spitballs that sometimes can be very right on. But my way of looking at it, though, is the fact that there's going to be many type of things that come up. I'm very happy that you're going to be having it. People can really turn in to KMED, especially the way you have it set up when they're driving, when they're doing things. Why listen to NBC or things like that? Go to radio.
Yep, we'll do that. How many times do you think that that President Biden will say conviction in Thursday's debate?
Oh, he will use it in a way to where Trump can't bring it up in terms of his son and the collusion of how Joe Biden really should be in jail for his corruption. And there's no question about it that with Ukraine, with the $10 million that was floating around, Pelosi was able to turn this into one to where they're trying to impeach Trump to protect Biden because they knew that Biden was going to run again.
Okay.
So you have a lot of this type of BS that's coming out when you think about it. But basically, there's going to be a lot of things going on. And the one different thing that we, the people, independents, and even Democrats must overcome is the inherent bias of the New York Times, Washington Post, San Francisco Chronicle, Chicago Tribune, all ones that I worked with when I was writing books. But now you can see how everything has changed. That is the big difference that we need to overcome, because it's so biased. I mean, what would they do if they didn't have Trump to attack?
I know. It'd be very quiet. Speaking of the Times, though, I don't know if you heard, but the Supreme Court is going to hear a challenge. They ended up reporting this about an hour ago, that the Supreme Court will hear a challenge to the Tennessee law, which bans transition care, the gender-affirming care for minors. It bans it. And they're going to take that out before the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said they'll hear it. So this could be interesting.
True. Very true. But the reason why, take a look, it's this Justice Department that all of our taxes are paying for as they try to sit on the people of this country in terms of what the great majority are not for, which is how about telling parents what's going on in the school system, like in Russia, should not be able to sit on that and just decide what's best for the parents' children. But what's happening here, my friend, just for people to watch out for, it's going to be trying to see if there's going to be an injunction put on against Tennessee. That's all they want. They just
to stop the law from being enforced until it's heard. Okay.
And they don't care about surgeries because they know that can be regulated by the state, my friend. It has to do with giving these type of shots to turn a fourth grader from a guy to a gal. Their case is going to be using arguments like, what about a really mixed up teenager who is 19? Or how about an adult that's 25?
Nothing about the adult changes here. We're talking about the party of perverts wanting to get a hold of the kids. And that's,
but you see, that's going to be part of the argument coming in a general thing, because they know they're going to get three people, possibly four, being our chief justice. And all I got to do is turn one, which is why you have all the attacks going on Thomas.
For example. Well, they're certainly paying attention to the they're independent only to an extent. All right. Hey, Doc, before we take off then, out of Ashland, homeless, break down that latest story here and what we're enduring here. What do you say?
Yeah, this is something that hasn't hit the news. I'm going to be interested to see if it does hit the news. It came from a neighborhood chat room by a very close friend of mine, and it stated really that the homeless broke into Lithia Park's Japanese garden and the gardens, which are beautiful, big tourist attraction. And they broke in, apparently over the weekend, stole the donation block. And again, this is on the chat room that was apparently empty, and broke in and took video equipment. Now, some of the details will maybe change or maybe won't be reported because of the fact that we don't have many independent forms of news on Ashland, unless the Ashland Chronicles comes out and decides to profile it.
Do they know how much money they think or estimated was lost in this break-in?
They said it was basically empty. We don't have the details.
Okay.
We have just the concept that, and the question is, will, my friend, we be able to get details? Will it be reported? How it will be reported? And the only one that you can really trust is going to be Ashland Chronicles, which is an email one and an online one.
Okay, I appreciate that. In fact, I don't know if I'm signed up for that, but I'll see if I am, and we'll catch into it. You know,
don't post on it though, because they'll attack you.
Okay,
you get it for information.
Got it. I understand. In other words, don't go there unless you have asbestos under shorts. Okay. The final question I would have. You know, it's interesting about you can feel though that there is a shift in, I think, people's approach to the homelessness issue. And I know that one of the issues in Ashland, which is, very progressive, they want to be very kind to this, but people want their parks and people want to be able to, have a safe neighborhood. And I know that people were making a big deal about Medford reporting that there were, we have far fewer homelessness encampments, and it's all because of our actions, this and that and the other. But the part that I'm wondering, and I'm just spitballing here with you here, Doc, and I would be curious to get your opinion here, and I think it's because the bulk of those people just ended up moving down to Ashland, where there might be a slightly lighter touch. Would that be a fair assessment of what might be going on here when you talk about what happened in the gardens?
I don't know what the exact numbers would be on that one. That could very well be. But what I can say is that the homeless situation here has been so non-transparent that even Democrats who have never voted for Republican in their life are coming out against this city council and its homeless handlers. And I'll tell you, here's something that your listeners should really be aware of, because I came across two individuals where this happened to. It's called the homeless. Even at the police station where they're having problems, where I was panhandled in the parking lot of the police station.
You got a problem when you're being panhandled in front of the cops, really.
But Bill, listen to this one very quickly. It's something that your listeners should be aware of no matter where they are. When you park, be sure to look around and see what's there. The reason is the game, the scam. that has been pulled on is that you get in, if you're not watching, you don't have your blinkers on, you're not looking around, all of a sudden you hear a scream and you turn around and here is a homeless guy hobbling up saying, "You hit me. You hit me. Your car hit me."
Mm-hmm.
Don't make the mistake and roll your window down. But you see, the problem is that you don't know what to do. So when you get out, then all of a sudden he'll say, "You need to take me into emergency." And then when there's a demurrer, here's what the homeless person said. And I've known of two personal examples that have been told to me by people whom I trust. They'll then say, "Hey, you know something? Give me $300 and I'll forget about it."
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, and it gets worse than that. If you say, "Okay, I'm going to go to the police," they'll say, "Go ahead." Because that homeless name, because of the activist, is not going to be there. So, listen, I am not going ahead and saying the sky is falling. I am just suggesting to all of us, hear what is happening in the real world, my friends, here in Southern Oregon, because of the way that the far left and their handlers is coming in on the homeless situation.
And next week we'll be talking about how the Supreme Court has either reined them in or decided not to rein them in when we talk about the Grants Pass case. All right, I'm sure you'll be keeping an eye on that. And frankly, if that breaks before then, could I get you on the show maybe a little earlier on the day that happens, if it's possible? I don't know how busy you are, but we can.
It depends, but of course, if I can make it free, I'll be there.
All right, doctor. Dr. Dennis Power is retired professor of business law at Southern Oregon University, and we will catch you certainly talking after the debate and after the Grants Pass case, too. Take care.
And welcome back, and thank you.
All right. Always my pleasure. Dr. Dennis Powers, it is 8:42. A lot of heavy conversation there. We need a dad joke, a little bit of a palate cleanser here. Oh, wait a minute. I lost my place. Here we go. Here we got it. Dad joke of the day, by the way, is sponsored by Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford. And they sell Delco and Iron Bull, and it's made by North Star Trailers. And also, North Star has a new line of trailers called the North Star for lighter loads. And lots of sizes, tilts, and dump trailers, too. And they can do any hitch or tongue repair here, too. So today's dad joke, I only know 25 letters of the alphabet. I don't know why. Okay. If you have a better joke than that, go ahead and go to twodogsfab.com and submit it. Maybe I'll talk about it on my show. Okay, Two Dogs Fab, Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford.
For over 20 years, Johnson Builders has constructed custom-designed, engineered buildings all over our area that not only meet but exceed modern post-frame standards, featuring stronger, laminated columns that are 100% treated, warrantied, and provide superior structural integrity. Every building is tailored to meet your specific needs and budget. Visit Johnson.Builders to view their past projects and start planning yours.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. Fire crews are still holding the Upper Applegate fire at approximately 500 acres, according to the ODF Southwest Oregon District, despite dry and windy conditions. Sunday, crews dug a line around the fire. The area has since been relined, and resources are working to strengthen the area. More than 300 personnel are assigned to the fire. The Grants Pass Police Department received a report of sex abuse involving a patient and employee at a local nursing home. Detectives determined the suspect to be Michael Anthony Lee of Medford. Lee was a care home certified nursing assistant in Grants Pass in Medford over the last 3 years and allegedly targeted both male and female seniors for sexual assault. He's been arrested and is facing a number of sex crimes charges. Oregon firefighters are in New Mexico helping fight wildfires there. Both states have mutual aid agreements. Oregon's fire season is late this year, so crews are available. They'll be working a variety of wildland firefighting tasks. Bill London, KMED.
8:45. A lot of people have been talking recently about, boy, you realize that the petrodollar thing went away? And it's like, yeah, it did. And what might this mean? I know they're going to try to renegotiate a new one. It was sort of an informal agreement here. But anything which makes the reserve currency status of the United States look a little shaky, well, yet another of many reasons to have some physical gold and silver in your possession. Talk with my friends at J. Austin & Company, Gold and Silver Buyers in Ashland, 1632 Ashland Street, and also 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. I think Mondays they're usually having that open there. But call 482-3715 for your appointment, all right? Or just walk into the store in Ashland. Gold will do for larger investors things that bags of ramen noodles can't. And this is something that Mark is talking about. A lot of people are talking about, well, I need, you know, beans and bullets and Band-Aids and things like that. Yeah, you need also some storage of wealth. And wealth with gold and silver has a several thousand-year history of doing that. And by the way, don't look past the fact that central banks are buying lots of physical gold right now. Why would the biggest of the biggest money be doing that? Talk to Mark and Andrea at J. Austin & Company. Ashland, 1632 Ashland Street, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. Protect some of your savings today, all right? Maybe a little dollar cost averaging. Doesn't matter what the price is. It's still trading between $2,330 and about $2,400. It's been there for a number of weeks now. A lot higher than it was a year ago. JAustinBrokers.com, GrantsPassCoins.com, and also FortuneReserve.com. Now then. I did promise that before I got off the air, we were going to give away a pair of tickets to Hellgate Jet Boat Excursions River Run. I have two free adult tickets for you. So all you have to do is be my ninth caller. 770-563-3770-KMED. And gosh, no other rules other than that. You're just an adult. You're here. You want to win. You're going on the Hellgate. Courtesy of KMED.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
The following preview has been rated immature for all audiences except metal roof enthusiasts and small children. In the not-too-distant sun-baked future, in a world where leafy debris and pine needles collect on unsuspecting homeowners' roofs, where just one seemingly harmless airborne ember could cause a catastrophic fire. Two unassuming technicians.
He's talking about us.
Embark on an epic journey to fabricate and install fire-resistant metal roofs on Southern Oregon buildings. Heroes will rise. Fire hazards will fall.
This is awesome.
This summer, call the Metal Roofing Division at Fontana Roofing and witness the sheer...
So what do you think?
So it's like we're superhero firefighters except without the supernatural powers, form-fitting costumes, and inherent danger?
Exactly.
Can we drive big, shiny red trucks?
Maybe in the sequel.
For an epic, fire-resistant roof, call Fontana Roofing's Metal Roof Division. Visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
It's a great time to travel, and Phoenix Auto Center invites you to stop by before you hit the road. Jolene here, reminding you that taking care of your vehicle to keep you driving safely is what we do. We install top brand name tires for exceptional performance and handling, and we provide full service auto and RV repair too. You can count on us for tune-ups, brakes, shocks, alignments, cooling systems, vehicle manufacturer maintenance, and more. Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros, serving Rogue Valley drivers since 1970.
Don't miss Colin Muckery and Brad Sherwood Asking for Trouble, June 30th at Brit in Jacksonville. An evening of side-splitting laughter as the dynamic duo from TV's Whose Line Is It Anyway take the stage in their one-night-only live show. With lightning-fast wit, Muckery and Sherwood transform the audience's suggestions into an unpredictable evening of nonstop comedy gold. Sponsored in part by Pacific Power and KMED. Get tickets at the Brit box office. Call 541-773-6077 or visit BritFest.org.
This is the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
John Giles. Or is it John Giles? John Giles or Giles, I forget, but one way or the other, he's going on the Hellgate, and we congratulate him. It's the River Run. We're going to be giving away those tickets every morning this week. And also tomorrow, we're also going to be giving away... for the next 2-3 days, maybe 3 or 4, depending on what it is, Brit Fest ticket. Let me try this again. You know, I talk for a living, right? Brit Festival tickets for Asking for Trouble. You know, Colin Muckery, who I talked with him, Whose Line Is It Anyway? He and Brad Sherwood. Really funny show. It's going to be this coming Sunday, 8:30, and a great time, all right? So listen for that. We got a lot of things for you to be doing this week, all right? Join the conversation at 770-563-3770-KMED. We have some open phone time here for the next few minutes. If there's, like I said, we've been pretty guest-heavy this morning. If there's something you'd like to dig into, go ahead and join me next on that, okay?
Hi, this is Glory from Eagle Point. My dad asked me to get a quote for my own auto insurance and suggested I call Steve at Sky Park Insurance. Steve said in my situation, it would be best to stay on my parents' policy due to my age. Steve did quote my parents, including me and my car, and saved us big time. Great advice, excellent savings. Thanks, Mr. Steve.
Hi, this is Steve at Sky Park Insurance. Every situation is unique. Feel free to call me for a quote or if you just need a little advice. Remember, at Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
If you're looking to be more efficient and functional on a job site, release the hounds. Two Dogs Fabricating is Southern Oregon's exclusive North Star flatbed dealer. And if they don't have the perfect flatbed, Two Dogs will build one made to your exact specifications. Plus, come kick the tires on a great selection of heavy-duty Delco trailers and North Star-made Iron Bull trailers in multiple lengths with dump and tilt options. Two Dogs has light-duty North Star trailers, too. Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way, off Sage in Medford, and at twodogsfab.com.
Access your stored items in comfort. Storage at Exit 24 has climate-controlled elevator access units from 5x5 to 10x30 that are warm in the winter, cool in the summer, and always well-lit and secure. Visit storageatexit24.com.
Looking for reliable roofing experts? Turn to the family-owned gem of our community, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., your go-to for metal roofing solutions, offering 25-year workmanship guarantee on all projects. New construction, re-roofing project, residential or commercial, they've got you covered. This experienced team ensures a stress-free experience from start to finish. Choose quality. Choose Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. for your metal roofing needs. Call today. Get an estimate tomorrow, 541-941-3736.
Hi, I'm Steven with Steven Westfall Roofing, Inc., and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
It's 8:52. Join in at 770-5633. Don, you wanted to comment on MOGA. Go ahead. You were there Saturday. What was your thought on the speakers there? Go ahead.
Hey, Bill. This was an incredibly significant event this last Saturday. Absolutely powerful. We had our state legislators there. Dennis Lithicum, his wife, who's running in his seat. Dennis is running for Secretary of State, and the powerful presentation they gave on what happened to them when they walked out of and denied quorum to the Democrats. They went into the history of that and how that unfolded. Alex Scarlato, some people might remember, he was the guy on the train and that stopped the terrorist, and then he got to play his own part in a party. He got to talk about the insights of what's going on here in the state legislature. Right here in Oregon, and he represents us here in District 1. There were some significant presenters. Dr. John Lott, who did crimeresearch.org, he studies all of the statistics of crime and jobs and things like that and completely refutes what we hear from our government.
Okay, so what do you think was actually accomplished with this? And
we saw so many different organizations I've never even heard of before that have been working for a number of years behind the scenes in our school systems, trying to protect our vote. All kinds of things are going on. There were petitions to sign. There were all sorts of activities that really would open your eyes to the people with backbone, the people that have a spine, that are really standing up against this stuff that's happening to us in our state, especially.
So you enjoyed it. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad it was of worthwhile, though.
What do you think
we will do, though, to move the needle in Oregon, though? Because I don't want to concentrate on Trump. I want to concentrate on Oregon here. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't say a thing about Trump.
these presenters
were focused on trying to protect Oregon and save Oregon and turn it red again and turn it around. And so have you heard of the Gateway Pundit?
Yes.
They spoke there. The owners of the Gateway Pundit came and told us their story. And when you find out that the left-wing movement was attacking them right and left, you know they're doing something right. And so the Gateway Pundit, I'm going to start paying more attention to their news articles and things like that.
All right. Very good. Hey, I appreciate the update on that. Okay. Hey, all right.
Very powerful event.
Thank you, Don. Let me go to Monica. Hey, Monica, what's on your mind?
Hi. Well, you were talking earlier about vice presidents and the only one I can think of.
Let me just catch up people. Cause I did that at like 6:15. in the morning, okay? And I appreciate
I get there too.
I appreciate you there. But the thing is that I was reading people I was reading a blogger over the weekend. Oh yeah, obviously Trump needs to choose Tulsi Gabbard. I'm thinking, wait a minute.
Oh, God.
Whoever Trump chooses ends up being essentially, or effectively, I should say, the 2028 nominee. Okay. It's like,
right.
Wait a minute. I wouldn't vote for her for president right now. Why out of expediency would you want to have him choose her? Because that would be the inside track. Because, yeah, there's a lot of good things to say about Tulsi, but I wouldn't want her as president.
No.
That's all. Okay.
Yeah. That's the only reason why I was thinking, I was saying, well, what's wrong with Glenn Younger? But I really don't know what he's really, really done. Mm-hmm. I've heard some things that he's done that's been great, but I don't know what he has gotten done that he wanted to get done or he couldn't get done or what and how he went about it. So maybe Eric on Wheels Up Wednesday, maybe he'll know more about it.
Yeah, it's a possibility. I might ask him what his impression of Governor Youngkin is, being a resident of Virginia, too. Supposedly, though, Trump is on record as saying that he has chosen, but he has not told the candidate yet, and he will announce it at the GOP convention.
Do you think it's one of those people up there? Knowing him, he might just go out of right field.
It could be. Yeah, I noticed you didn't say left field. Good. We got enough out of left field these days, all right?
Enough, right.
All right. Hey, appreciate the call. Thanks for that. We'll see. I don't know. The one thing I have stopped trying to do is predicting President Trump, that's for sure. Let me go to line four. Hi, who's this? Good morning. Welcome.
Hey, Bill. Michael Shaw here.
Michael.
I'm sort of got a question and a suggestion for you. Did you say earlier while you were talking to one of the guests this morning that the consensus process is actually illegal? Did one of your guests say that this morning? Did I understand that right?
I said that. Using the consensus process when there are other laws available is illegal in the state of Oregon. It's not permitted. But yet they do it all the time.
Is there a way for you or one of your guests, Steve Marine, or somebody who is knowledgeable, to actually research where that regulation, that law is?
Oh, I could dig it up from Mr. X very easily. Yeah.
Right. So if you could post that for us to use, if we attend these sessions that they hold and we can then bring it up to them that it is an illegal action right there in front of everybody, it'd be helpful.
That's something like what Gino was talking about this morning, where you expose them for the fraud that it is. All right. I appreciate the call. Thanks for that. Good suggestion. And I will do so. Let me go to line one. Hello. Hi, who's this? Good morning. Hello.
Bill, this is Brad.
Brad, how you doing? I don't have my polkas ready, but what's on your mind, huh? My Slovenian brother from another mother.
I have a potential solution.
Okay.
So when you get accosted in Ashland, that the whole scenario the doc told you about.
Yeah.
You spray them with Windex.
In other words, do the squeegee man scam in reverse. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
In all seriousness, though, when we were talking about the homeless then faking up accidents with you, that's why Linda ended up buying me a dash cam. Because we've seen this scam. Not only do you have the brake check scam in which someone goes in front of you and then slams the brakes on and says, "Hey, you hit me," that kind of thing. Then you also have the homeless that will claim that you struck them. Well, it's a lot harder to pull that scam off if you have the dash cam video. Just saying, kind of like having a vest cam when you're a cop. Same sort of thing.
That really, they're making way more sense for a lot of reasons.
You bet. Hey, appreciate you, Slovenian brother from another mother. We'll talk tomorrow. Okay, see you then.
Southern Oregon's place to talk. KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point, Medford, a bi-coastal media station.
It's 9 o'clock at KMED.